The United States has described a meeting between U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov as serious, sober and businesslike. The meeting followed a warning from Mr. Blinken of serious consequences if Russia sought conflict with Ukraine. The two met in Stockholm a day after Mr. Blinken said Washington was ready to respond resolutely, including with hard-hitting sanctions in the event of a Russian attack. Let's talk now to Donacha O'Beacon, Professor of Politics at Dublin City University. Donacha, thanks again for talking to us on the programme. So what's going on? What's raising tensions in relation to Ukraine and Moscow's intentions there?
Well, the immediate source of tensions is the large buildup of Russian troops on the Ukrainian border. Kyiv says that up to 100,000 Russian troops are there. And of course, there's some worrying precedents in this regard. In 2008, a large buildup of Russian troops led to the invasion of Georgia. And of course, in 2014, a large buildup of Russian troops on the Ukrainian border led to the annexation of Crimea. And then, of course, to a conflict in southeastern Ukraine in Donetsk and Luhansk. So we've been down this road before. And the worry is, if you are Ukraine and if you are a supporter of Ukraine, is whether this buildup is leading to a similar type of attack or whether it's simply saber-rattling and trying to send a message. And there are all sorts of messages that the Kremlin might be trying to send, but certainly it's keeping its options open. And one of the things that the Secretary of State highlighted was is that whereas it's not clear whether Russia will invade, it's certainly in a position whereby if Putin decided it wanted to invade, its troops are there ready and poised to go.
So how effective then might this warning from the United States that it presumably wouldn't stand by, that there would be consequences, serious consequences, according to Antony Blinken?
Well, again, if you were in Ukraine, I'm not sure you would be very reassured by such statements, because in 2014, the Kremlin managed to annex a large part of Ukraine, and the US, NATO, the EU stood by. And effectively, Ukraine is not a member of NATO. It doesn't have any security guarantees from powerful patrons, and Russia is a nuclear power. So, in effect, it's seen what happens. And the sanctions that followed the annexation of Crimea and, indeed, the conflict in southeastern Ukraine haven't modified in any way the Kremlin's behavior, it seems. So this threat of renewed sanctions I wouldn't think it would have a large impact on things. I mean, essentially, it's down to Russia, I think, trying to say that Ukraine is a red line. Putin has himself made this quite clear that he, there's a very bad feeling in Russia generally that in the 1990s and 2000s, NATO expanded eastwards onto Russia's borders, incorporating many former parts of the Soviet Union. And it wants to ensure that Ukraine is not a new NATO member state. And that's essentially what it's trying to get its message across.
Are there particular reasons why Vladimir Putin won't want to raise the temperature at this stage?
At this particular stage, yes, because they argue, I mean, this is the Kremlin's position, they argue that Kyiv, the Ukrainian government, is massing troops and may be poised for military endeavors in the southeast of its jurisdiction. And, I mean, the Ukrainians deny this, and they say, of course, that they are simply having troops on their own territory, so there's nothing askew there. The Russians, by the way, are arguing the same. They're saying that their military maneuvers are on their own territory, so it's no business of NATO to be commenting on it. But essentially, it seems to be designed to spook the Ukrainian government, and it's to destabilize it, and as I said, try and endanger, I guess, its quest to join Euro-Atlantic structures.
All right.